out for question of the week. The idea of leaving Earth in last week's show must have inspired someone, because we have this alien-related question from Eamon that Marika Ottman has been looking into.
If someday we managed to travel to another planet and discovered aliens, what is the likelihood that we could eat them?
Something about humanity is that when we come across something, we'll usually try to eat it. But could we eat alien life? On the forum, Evan AU points out that there's probably the same chance that aliens could eat us as there is that we could eat them. But that doesn't mean we could get nutrients from them. And Bored Chemist reminds us of an old and very wise statement: all mushrooms are edible, once. But what if we found alien life on another planet? Would we even be able to make a dinner out of that? I put this question to Gareth Corbett, gastroenterologist at Adam Brooks Hospital in Cambridge, to see if he had any food for thought.
There are a number of theories regarding the basis of life on other planets. It is almost inconceivable that given the vastness of the universe, there is not extraterrestrial life. On Earth, carbon is the key constituent of all life due to the perfect conditions that allow the formation of long carbon chain molecules which make up all life as we know it. But there may be other ways to form life, with silicon and nitrogen being commonly cited as potential elements to base alien life around, due to their chemical bonding similarities to carbon. However, it would be life, Jim, but not as we know it. If we were able to take them from their environment to eat, the chemical structure of silicon-based organic molecules would not be digestible by our digestive tracts, and indeed regular dosing of silicon would likely be toxic to our bodies. If we were to encounter carbon-based plants and animals, we would be likely to be able to physically consume them.
The problem is, our bodies have evolved over millions of years on this planet to be able to digest the very complex proteins that exist here. Some molecules can have the exact same elements in them, but are actually mirror images of one another, just like your left and right hand. Lemons and oranges both get their taste from mirror images of the same compound, limonene. All of our proteins and sugars have this property of handedness, and our digestive system has evolved to expect them to be that way.
Our enzymes might not be the right shape to combine with alien molecules, like a right hand trying to go into a left-handed glove. However, just to finish, while discussing this with my father-in-law, he simplified the issue for us. Just pop in a bit of garlic butter and it will taste fine.
Thanks, Gareth, for giving us something to chew over. Next week, we're staying in space as we answer this question from Chris Taylor.
If there's no gravity in space, then how do astronauts weigh things?
Well, we'll be finding out next week. And if you think you know the answer, you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @nakedscientists, or join in the debate on the forum, thenakedscientist.com/forum.